Good morning. We're continuing Chiyot Mechilu Shabbos, Klal Lamed, Siman Dalet. So he says over here, we have a case of a Tzeda Drabanan, a type of an animal which comes back in the nighttime, but when you would reach out to it, it will try to pull away, as opposed to a cat or a dog where it doesn't pull away at all. So that which is mutter, there's no Tzeda at all. Over here, there is going to be Tzedah Derabanan. So he says, you cannot do Tzedah. V'im nokri or tinoikas katanim tzodam isam. But if a non-Jew or a young child does do Tzedah, ein tzorach limchis b'yadam, you do not need to protest what they're doing. Venerally, the mutter lomer lenochri sheyitzudem. Not only do you not have to protest, you can actually ask the non-Jew directly to do the tzeder for you, because the habi shus, the shus, like we mentioned, this is a double derabbanan. It's amir la'akum, which is the rabbanan, asking the non-Jew to do tzeder derabbanan, and the rule is shus to shus b'malkam hefsed is mutter. One is allowed to do a amir la'akum on a derabbanan to prevent a financial loss. He's worried over here that he's going to lose this animal. Somebody's going to steal it. So you can ask the non-Jew to bring it inside. However, that which the Chayyadim says, that if a child is doing Tzedah, you do not need to protest. We need to clarify this then. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Mem Gimel discusses the responsibility if we on a Beis Din, which would mean on Klal Yisrael, if they see a child doing malacha, what responsibility do they have in that regard? Do they have to respond to do something or not? So this is the machlokes in the Gemara. Katan Eichel Nevelas, if you see a child eating the Nevela, Beis Din Mitzuban Hafrishoy, does Beis Din need to intervene and stop the child from doing what he's doing? Or ain Beis Din Mitzuban Lafrisha? Or Beis Din is not required to intervene and to stop the child? So we have this discussion in the Gemara. The primary Gemara is actually a Gemara in Yevamos, whether Beis Din is Mitzuban Lafrisha or Beis Din is not Mitzuban Lafrisha. So the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Shin Mem Gimel, that ain Beis Din Mitzuban Lafrisha, the Beis Din is not mechuyav to intervene and stop the child. However, that's not true for a parent. A parent, a father for sure, and possibly a mother as well, who have a chiyuv of chinuch on their child, they need to stop the child from doing a malacha, doing an aveira. The Mishnah Berurah points out over there that this is true. Even if you're dealing with Nisa Drabonon, it's not only by Nisa Deraisa, it's even by Nisa Drabonon. Beis Din is the father is mechuyav to stop the child because of the chiyuv of chinuch. His chiyuv of chinuch applies. He has a chiyuv to be mechanech his child, not to be careful about Drabonon as well. So he's mechuyav to stop the child from doing a Drabonon. Furthermore, the Mishnah says if the child is doing the action al das aviv, because he thinks that the father wants it, that's going to be usher. The person cannot have a child do an action al das aviv. That's an issue. That's something which if the child knows that the father is worried about losing this animal, and he wants to do a seder to save the father the loss, so that would be usher because of this concern of the child doing al-das aviv. What exactly is the problem with doing al-das aviv? There is a mitzvah of that you have a chiyuv to make sure that there's shvisa, ato bin cho bitecho, that you cannot have the child doing chilul Shabbos because of you. Even if you don't tell him to do it, but if he's doing it because of you, that's problematic. So there are multiple problems over here when he discusses this case of the child doing a tzedah d'rabbanan, and you're not mechuyav to stop him. It has to be a case where the father is not there. Now, the Mishnah Berurah does point out there are scenarios where a child is doing a derabanan where the father is not mechuyev to stop him, if there's some benefit for the child itself, so he's not mechuyev to stop the child. Whether he can give a directive to do that is that's a machlokes. For example, let's say a child wants to go to shul and wants to take some food, a peckle of food along, carrying an area where there is an issur derabanan to carry. So the child is doing it derabanan. The father is arranging it, but the child is doing it for his own purpose, not for the father. So is that permitted or not? So that needs some more clarification. We'll talk about Hashem in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.